One reason we know so much about the Underground Railroad is the work of a man named William Still. He was a free black man in Philadelphia who helped nearly 800 enslaved people escape to freedom in the years before the Civil War. And he interviewed them. He wrote down accounts of their journeys, eventually publishing them all in a book called The Underground Railroad. Now a new album pays tribute to Still's work by setting some of those stories to music. NPR's Tom Heisinger has been listening.
It's about time William Still was widely recognized for his efforts as an abolitionist, historian, and conductor on the Underground Railroad. He's featured prominently in the new film Harriet, and now Pulitzer Prize-winning composer Paul Moravec has written Sanctuary Road, an oratorio based on Still's 1872 book called The Underground Railroad. Bass baritone Deshaun Burton sings the role of William Still, who was born free in New Jersey in 1821. He moved to Philadelphia in his 20s, working for an abolitionist society, helping to guide enslaved fugitives to freedom. He wrote down everything, and the stories he documented were terrifying and heartbreaking. Consider Ellen Craft, sung by Rayanne Bryce Davis. Craft disguised herself as a white man. An ailing slave owner headed to Philadelphia with her enslaved valet, who was, in fact, her fiancé.
They see me as a sick white gentleman, a sick white gentleman, who has his own valet, a black man who sits with the other's
Moravec's music for Sanctuary Road doesn't push any envelopes. Its sweeping lyricism sounds solidly American, a comfortable fit with the libretto crafted by Mark Campbell, drawn from Still's book. Another harrowing tale belongs to the resourceful Henry Box Brown, who mailed himself in a crate from Richmond to Philadelphia, breathing through a hole the size of a nickel.
It'll be 26 hours since I had myself nailed in a shipping crate. It'll be 26 hours of being thrown this way and that, of not seeing the light of day.
Sanctuary Road is not without a few flashes of humor. Before he climbed into his shipping crate, Brown, sung here by Malcolm J. Merriweather, wrote on the top, this side up.
Now if only these fools could read.
Apparently, Brown spent part of his treacherous journey upside down. The danger in these journeys is depicted by three frenzied chase scenes. Sanctuary Road also contains a chorus, which both comments on the action and participates in it. Here, the Oratorio Society of New York cries out as slaveholders, offering rewards for runaways. Americans still have a lot to learn about the Underground Railroad. We can't know the hell slavery was firsthand. But in a piece like Sanctuary Road, we can learn about William Still, an important figure in our history, and the hundreds he ushered into freedom.
The album is Sanctuary Road. Our reviewer is NPR's Tom Heisinger.